scraps from the garden and milk that you don't drink from the goat, let's say. You know, that would be the easiest maintenance kind of thing. Just three goats and one pig.
Three goats and one pig, no chickens.
No chickens, no. Because then the chickens, you're talking about having a bunch of feed lying around and then a rat problem.
Okay.
Because they don't eat, the thing is, they don't eat all the feed you give them. They kind of just peck at it and then they go somewhere else. And then the rats come, you know. Whereas the goats, finish up all the feed. You know, they finish up all the grass, too.
Okay.
But right now, I don't know, I've got my hands full working on farms and making money off farms. You know. The best for you would just be to go to like an auction and get a pig. And with the pellets, you can make meat kind of
fences.
Meat kind of fences for the pigs without any electricity. And then you just feed them, if you could get some old milk, or you just get... cheap feed, like crushed corn from a farmer instead of buying it at the mill, because in the mill it costs you a fortune. It's by the bag, you're paying for the bag, instead of paying for the glass jar when you buy a can of mayonnaise or whatever. It's cool that you're interested in that.
Well, I mean, that's just because I want to get that going here, like eventually, like self-sustaining. At the bare minimum, a successful farm, you want to basically sustain yourself off the land, and then eventually once you get good, you sell the rest, you know. That's what we want to eventually, you know, offer. And I want to start...
For like $1,000, you can get all the equipment. You get a baler for $300, a sickle mower for $150, a little wagon somewhere, you know, where you make a wagon. Just a big platform you can put all the bales up. And then with the corn or the grain, well, I got a little combine, or you can just sickle it. And then you just pick it up, put it on the wagon, and you kind of thrash it somehow, or just give it with the stem to the animals and they eat it. You know, or just for the best thing is like in France, you know, they just give root crops to like their one cow and some hay. That's all, no grain. Because grain takes a lot of equipment, takes a lot of time.
So hay would be easiest for us.
Yeah, and then old veggies, you know, just get fresh veggies and root crops. Somewhere. The rats kind of go for the veggies, but not as much as they would for grain.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, if you got cats, you got rats, or a dog, a good dog, you know, like, let's go to the raccoons, they have things there.
Raccoons, we're getting, now the loft seems to have been raccoon-free, stays that way. I just
in the barn?
Yeah. Had a raccoon. We had some in that shed over there.
Yeah, it was hung up there.
Yeah, there were. Yeah, so we get the coons. Did you have to make that call? Because I know.
Yeah, I just gotta make a little quick call.